Hello and welcome to Fent Show, conversations with entrepreneurs, where they share their challenges and lessons learned through their journey to earning a living doing what they love. I'm Diana Lopez, and welcome. Hello, hello, and welcome to Fent Show. My name is Diana Lopez, and I'm very excited today because I have an amazing guest, Jessie Medina. Jessie is a marketing entrepreneur, founder of Film Latinas, and branding consultant. She's a motivational speaker, co-author, and host of Con Corazón y Horarios podcast. Hello, Jessie. How are you today?
I am doing fabulous. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
I love that answer. Fabulous. I'm great. Thank you. And I'm very excited that you're here with us. But before we talk about all your projects, I have a type of icebreaker question. What was the first thing that you ever bought with your own money?
This is not going to be good and what I recommend people to do, but shoes, because I was very young and I love shoes. So
it's not bad. I mean, it's a gift for yourself.
So. Yes.
I love it. Well, thank you for being here. And for those that don't know you, tell us a little bit more about yourself, fill in the gaps between the little intro we gave. When you attend events and people ask you, what do? How do you respond?
So I'm a marketing professional. I've been doing marketing and public relations for a little over 10 years, which is not that great for me to say because it tells you I'm a little older than what I look. But
you look remarkable.
Oh, thank you. But yeah, I have marketing. And then, like you said, I just launched my podcast. I work with brands. I help brands either rebrand or improve the reputation that they have, and as well as new brands that are starting out.
Lovely, lovely. And let's go a little bit back before you started your several projects and business. Before going independent, tell us about the last day before you did that. Like, how did you feel? Tell us about your thoughts of taking the leap, like finally doing it.
It was a little scary. I'm not going to lie. I had a good opportunity here. I wasn't just leaving that job. I was actually moving to a new city, San Diego. So I was moving to a new state where I didn't know anybody. I didn't know what I was going to be doing exactly other than marketing. So I was a little scared to say the least, but it was a good scare. You know, it felt good. I knew I was doing the right thing. And so I was also excited. I was also eager to find out who I was going to meet here, what I was going to be doing. So, you know, right before you take that leap, it's kind of like, I always compare it to kind of jumping into the water, right? When you're like cliff jumping and you're a little scared and you feel that adrenaline, but you're also excited. You know, it's fun. It's exciting that you're starting something new. So yeah, so a little bit of both, a good fear, the kind of fear that makes you want to try new things, kind of fear.
Lovely. So the reason that you decided to start your business was because you were moving to San Diego or because it's something that you wanted to do before?
I wanted to do it before. Yeah, not for a long time. I was that kind of person that I would see the feeds of, like, you know, people that are promoting, like, quit your full-time job, quit your 9-to-5 and be free and travel. And I did get to travel a lot when I was working for somebody else, but you always have that limitation, right? And lots of projects and you don't want to disappoint them. So even if you have the days, you don't take them off. You know, I'm a workaholic. So I didn't travel as much as I wanted to, and I wanted to make my own schedule and also create. I love creating new things. I'm always coming up with ideas. So I wanted that freedom. But for a long time, I would look at those videos and be like, I want to be that girl, you know? And how did they do it? And how did they dare to just quit or things like that? And so when it, you know, when it came my turn to do it, I was like, okay, this is my time now, right? So I was cooking there for a long time, and people would tell me all the time that I should just do it. I kind of did some consulting before leaving. So I had done it. I knew I could do it. I knew that if anything, at least I had enough, you know, to survive. So Yeah.
Okay, I love that. And how many years or time would you say that, you know, since you had the little bug inside you until the day came?
About a year and a half. So it wasn't too long. It was a lot longer than I wished, but it wasn't too long. I'm the kind of person that I'm a go-getter. So once I know what I want, I think what held me back at first was not really knowing what I wanted. I knew I wanted more freedom, but I didn't really know where, how. And once I figured that out, it became a lot easier. And I was like, okay, I can do this now. So
I love that. And well, before going into a little bit more details on all of the projects that you have, we all have, you know, lessons learned, failures, and obstacles. And could you tell the audience what has been to date your biggest struggle or obstacle in your, you know, since you became an entrepreneur?
The biggest struggle for me was sales, to be honest. It sounds super simple, and for some people, it comes naturally. I was never a salesperson because I was marketing director, you know, VP, PR, you know, things like that, where I was kind of like behind the scenes, driving the strategy, making plans, setting goals, telling people what to do. But then we had a sales team, you know, that actually sold the product. Well, now when you create your own product or your own brand, I realized that I actually had to sell it too. You know, I didn't start with like a team of like 100 people under me helping me do things. And so that was the hardest thing for me, because first of all, I'm the kind of person that if I have anything that can help you, I'll just give it to you kind of person, right? And also because I'm so used to being behind the scenes. And so even when it comes to promoting my own brand, it's kind of hard for me to promote for myself, you know. I feel like, do I sound like I'm bragging, right? And I think women, we have that too. So I would say sales was the biggest obstacle. I remember when I started dating my boyfriend that he tried to help me because he's a sales guru. That's his thing, you know, like we're meant to be. But he would try to teach me, and I would get frustrated sometimes. I would actually get scared because he would try to walk me through a call. Like he would sit there and listen to my calls or something and be like, you were supposed to say this, and why did you say that? And blah, blah, blah. And I literally sometimes wanted to cry at first. Because first of all, it was super new, and I felt kind of like, how do I not know this at this age? You know, I felt like I've been a professional for so long, an executive, and I don't know the basics of. And I used to tell salespeople, you know, give them tips or whatever, but it was from a different perspective, right? And so I used to train them to meet our goals and to tell them what we wanted, what we expected. Now I was on this other side where I have to learn to be a salesperson. And it was really difficult, and I still wouldn't say I'm a professional at it, but I have learned a lot thanks to my boyfriend, thanks to experience. It was baptism by fire. I had to close these clients, right? I had to close these deals. And so that was a big deal, because now if I didn't close these deals, it wasn't somebody else's company. It was my bottom line, my company, and I was already a hard worker for other people, but now it's like, okay, I really had to make it work. I am in a really expensive city now in San Diego, so it has to work, right? So that so was the drive.
We call it Sunshine Tax.
Yes.
I love that you said baptism by fire. Yes, you learn by doing. You know, you learn by doing. So what would you say that besides your boyfriend, how much of an experience when you're actually selling, when you're actually doing that, and you're like, I mean, not... It's not like you're confronting your fear, but you're doing something that's, you know, not easy for you. Mm-hmm. How have you felt? Like, how do you feel now?
You know, it takes practice, and I still plan on, I'll hire salespeople in the future kind of thing. It's not like my goal is like, I'll become this great salesperson. But I have come to understand that I'm offering value. My hardest, my biggest opposition was in my head, my own thoughts, right? Like, I don't want to take people's money kind of idea, you know? And now I'm offering value, you know, understanding that you're offering something, it's an exchange. And while I understood that for other companies, when it came to myself, I kind of felt like, I just want to give you this. And I literally would consult for free many times for friends, for everybody, like, oh yeah, you need me to help you with this or that, this is what you need to do, like way too much, right? And I think when I was doing that, I was devaluing myself, right? So now it's understanding that and finding that balance. And now I feel more comfortable because I understand that, because I understand that I'm actually helping you, but I need to help myself too. So yeah, it's not, I'm not a pro, but you know, I'm better at it.
I know where you come from. And while changing the tone a little bit, now let's talk about the good things. What would you say is your proudest moment so far?
My proudest moment is knowing for a fact, because I have lived it, that I can do anything. And I know that sounds super idealistic and you hear it over and over again from other people, but once you start doing that, you start doing whatever the heck you want with your life, and you see that you can actually accomplish pretty much anything, right? It's so empowering, and I am so proud of the fact that I have overcome many fears, especially in the last year and a half or so, that things that I wanted to do even way before. And now I look back and I'm like, wow, I did it all in a year. If I knew I could do that, I would have started sooner, yes. You know? And so we set our own limitations, but I am so proud of the fact that I started with small tasks. Like when I was scared of things, instead of saying, okay, I'm going to move to San Diego tomorrow, I said, I'm going to start doing little things that scare me to get used to that. So I started jumping off cliffs and camping and doing all these things that I thought I was scared of. And then I realized, like, okay, I've got the power. I can do whatever I want. And then I started doing all these, like, bigger things. And looking back, I'm so proud because I'm like, wow, I'm pretty cool. I'm pretty badass.
So. Exactly. And you are. And I think you also didn't tell us, like, you know, completely of, you know, everything that you're involved with. So I think you were being a little bit humble. Could you tell the audience a little bit more about everything that you've been doing? Like you said, this year and a half, it's not only your business, but you have, you know, Femme Latinas and the podcast, and you're involved in so much more. So can you share just a little bit more about the impact that you're doing?
Yeah, so when I was working for somebody else, I always knew, like, this is not my purpose in life kind of thing, right? Mm-hmm. We work, that's my job. But I wanted to do more. I wanted to step into my purpose. I think we all have really meaningful and impactful things that we can do in this planet while we're alive. And so I decided, once I started getting really brave and realizing I can do anything, I decided that, you know what, I'm going to start doing everything that I want to do. And that included, okay, what's my purpose? What do I really love to do? What's my passion project? What would I do even if I had to pay someone to let me do it? You know, not even get paid, but pay someone to let me do it. And I really love helping people and inspiring people, and especially women, because obviously I can relate. And so I started thinking, okay, how can I make a bigger difference, a bigger impact? And I went to this women's conference that was amazing. It's called We All Grow, by the way. Check it out. But I loved it. And it was that last push. You know, I was a little scared to step into that because I was like, maybe I'm not ready. Who am I to tell other women, you know, what to do or whatever? But then I went there and I saw somebody else doing it and somebody else making a difference and leaving an impact. And I was like, I can do it too. It almost gave me permission to step into it. And then I realized the power of inspiration and the power of sharing your story so that others can see that it's doable too, that if you could do it, they could do it. So, you know, my mom and I had been talking about creating Femme Latinas and how we wanted to help other women realize their own power, because that's really how you empower people. It's not that you're handing them power, but you're making them realize their own power. So that was the last push. We decided to just start, just do it. So we had a little pre-lunch meeting, I remember, and it was a little brunch here downtown, and I invited a bunch of cool women that I thought, you know, these women are really cool, they have a big heart, you know, and since then a lot of them were on board, and I couldn't have done it without all the support and everybody that jumped on board and started helping us with it. And now fast forward a few months, that was like in February. And now we're growing so fast. It's almost going a little bit faster than we can keep up with. But we're growing so fast, and I still feel like, okay, I want to do more because the need is so great. So we want to basically help empower women by providing the resources, the education for them to grow, whether it's in business or in their personal life, overcoming their fears, being inspired, but also proceeds and, you know, educational materials, whatever we get, we are also sending it to Latin America to help women that don't have those resources, women that don't have those opportunities, the ones that are making the excuse, I don't have money, you know, I can't go to a retreat because I don't have money, or I don't have books to learn or whatever, right? So now we're like getting rid of those excuses for them. So then they can start, you know, realizing what they can do, the power that they have. So it's kind of like a double-edged sword, because we're helping women here, but we're also helping, as women are helping themselves here with the organization, they're helping other women in Latin America as well, and eventually worldwide. So we already have the name Femme Worldwide because we believe it's going to get there, but we're, you know, scaling, right? So
yes, and I think that's very important, you know, like you say, it's, you're planning your growth since day one. You're like, this is going to go big. Mm-hmm. We're not going to start mm-hmm. small, or we're not going to think small. Mm-hmm. You're thinking,
oh yes,
bigger, which I love.
It's big, and it's the only reason we're starting with Femme Latinas is because we want to focus. You know, you got to focus when you're starting something out. You got to have, you can have the great vision, but you got to break it down, right? Mm-hmm. And so Femme Latinas, obviously, I can really relate to Latinas. Also, I think we can really use the help, especially in Latin America, where there are still a lot of gender inequality, you know, machistas, mindsets, and things like that. So, yeah, so there's Femme Latinas. And then with my podcast, I'm really trying to share more about my life and my story and other women's stories. And it's really raw, real, you know, the stories that you don't normally hear about. We hear the success stories, but how did they get there? Mm-hmm. Providing that information, I think, is crucial to help women, you know, kind of like get there themselves. So,
love it. Love it. And then you just launched, right?
Yes, I actually launched today. I started sharing it today, and I was a little scared to share because I can notice all my little flaws when I'm speaking, my little ums, you know, and
it's a different part from like launching a business.
And you know what? I do speaking, like public speaking all the time, and I love public speaking because I can connect with the audience. I can see their eyes. If they start crying, I'm like, okay, this is good. Or if they're laughing, this is good. Or I can read the audience. And it was so hard for me to be speaking into a microphone where I'm not seeing anybody. I don't know what people are going to be thinking from their homes, you know. It was really scary. It was a completely different experience for me. And I even recorded a couple episodes and didn't even submit it for a long time, for like a month, because I was like, I don't know if I can do this. It's so scary, but I'm like, hello, you can do anything, right? You can't, you gotta practice what you preach. And so I was like, okay, I gotta do it. So yeah, so we launched today. I would love love on it. It's called Con Corazón y Ovarios.
We would share the love, and we'll add that to the show notes and everything so you guys can follow her, listen to her, and subscribe, of course. Oh, and I think I have an important question now. You know, you have all of this going on, but what would you say that, you know, when it comes to revenue, what are all the ways that you're generating money today?
Okay, so I have multiple ways. My main business is the digital agency online. We do SEO, we do website design, things like that, branding, consulting. But also I do have an e-commerce store that brings in, you know, a little extra cash. I have a food business where we do food retreats and food events and experiences. So I like to have multiple sources, and I recommend that for people to have that. And then, like I said, when I do consulting for companies, that's more of like a freelancer contract kind of work. And also I am writing a book. I'm working on a book. I know it's like so much, but eventually that will be another, you know, passive source of income.
Can you share more about this book?
Okay, I cannot tell you the title because I literally had so many ideas for titles, and I looked them up and they were all taken. So I finally found one that's not taken. And so I can't share that, but this is about women again, you know, and kind of sharing how she did it kind of concept, right? Like, okay, you see this woman that you love and everything, but what's the story? What did it take for her to accomplish those things? So it's kind of that same concept. It's going to be in English at first. And I'm really excited about it. I'm chapter 8 out of 12, so I'm almost done. Yeah, thank you. It's supposed to be done before the end of the year, so hopefully, you know, if I can, you know, get it done before then, I'll let you know.
Oh my God, I'm so excited for you.
Ooh, thank you.
And well, we all learn from others. At the moment, do you have a mentor, a business coach, or someone in business that you look up to, and why?
I love Christy Wright. She has a podcast, and that's mainly what I listen to. I love it because she gave me the courage just listening to her to do my podcast. I always say that my mom is a mentor when it comes to spiritual life and inspiration and being strong and overcoming fears and that kind of stuff. And then I do have sort of a life coach. Her name is Sonia Herrera. I actually interviewed her on my podcast, and she's amazing. She's a loving woman. She actually cares, you know. I used to be really skeptical about coaches before, but she is amazing. I had to beg her to like help me. I was like, can you please help me? And it's always so inspiring when I meet up with her, because even if I'm stressed, no matter what's happening, that never comes up, because it always ends up being so inspiring that I actually literally forget what I came in with, you know. Yes. She's that kind of person, so.
I love that. And well, we're almost out of time, mm-hmm. but before we leave, just like the last thought, for anybody that wants to launch their own business, that's not there yet, mm-hmm. What would you say to them in order to like, you know, inspire them to take the leap?
Mm-hmm. First of all, make sure that you have something that supplies a need. You know, make sure that it's something unique that people actually want to buy. And then once you have that, figure out how you're going to do it. Create a plan, create a strategy. That's so important. I think one of the reasons, you know, businesses fail is because they don't really have a strategy, especially if they don't have business experience. And so create that strategy. Sometimes you won't be able to stick to it 100%, but it's good to have it there, a business plan. And then I would say just start doing it, you know, just do it. You don't have to know all the answers, but as you start, when I first started my business here, the very first one that I started, the main thing was that we surprise customers, right? That you go the extra mile, that you do things that make them want to rave about what you have to offer. And then they're kind of salespeople for you. And that was great for me, because this is when I was scared to do sales. And so for me, it came so easy to surprise them and to go, you know, beyond what they expected. And then they would be my brand ambassadors, you know, and kind of spread the word or rehire me. So I think that's really important, just surprise, that element of surprise.
I love that. Fantastic. And well, before we go, share with the audience all the ways that they can find you, like okay. your website and your social media.
Okay, my website is jessiemedina.com. That would be J-E-S-S-I-E, medina.com. And then my Instagram is jessiemedinaofficial. And I mean, that's pretty much it. I have Facebook, Jessie Medina, but really I'm an Instagram person. So if you message me there or write me a comment, I'll see it. I'll reply.
Perfect. And well, I'm also going to add in the show notes all of her websites, Valentina's website, and her all of her businesses mm-hmm. and the links. So I invite you to check that out on the website so you don't miss out. And well, thank you again for being here. It was a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
You're very, very inspiring. And I know a lot of people are going to take a lot of good nuggets from this. So thank you. Thank you so much for listening until the end. To check out the show notes on this episode, visit the website fentmedia.co. Follow us on social media as Fent Show. We're on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. I also have another podcast in Spanish, also interviews with women entrepreneurs, called Fent Podcast. Thank you so much to my producer, Norma, from Idea Digital Studio for all her help. And if you really like this episode, please share and leave a review, so other people can also share the love and get inspired. Again, my name is Dana Lopez, and thank you for listening.